The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Removing satanic roadblocks to a glorious destiny. Quickly tonight, I want you to realize that you are destined for a glorious destiny. You are destined for your life to shine and for you to do well in life. In Isaiah 60 verse 1, the Bible says, arise and shine. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And for somebody here today, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 60 verse 15 says, whereas they have been forsaken and hated, so that men went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency. And you will be a joy to many generations. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 15. You will be an eternal excellency. And you will be a joy to many generations. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, beloved brothers and sisters, your life and destiny was designed to be glorious. God's plan for you from the day you were created is that you should end to start in glory and end in glory. In Romans chapter 8 verse 30, moreover, he that he predestined, he called. He that he called, he justified. And he that he justified, he glorified. So the end of a believer is supposed to be glorious. If you start something, you end it in glory. If you start a relationship, it ends in glorious marriage. If you start a school in Remedias, or you start in 100 level, you are supposed to graduate well. If you start any journey, God designed it to end gloriously. I said this prophetically tonight. Any journey that is good that you have started, you will end it gloriously. I didn't hear your good amen. If you get pregnant in month 1, you will end it gloriously in month 9 with a safe delivery. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Let me hear an international amen. Maybe those who came from Lagos will show us how we say amen in Lagos. I've told them that after this anniversary, I will move to Lagos for some time. Because the learning people, their amen is not like the one from Lagos. You are from Lagos here, you are a delegate from Lagos, or you are from Lagos for this program. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. You can see that their hallelujah is more than the one of people here. Okay, everybody, come on, shout a big hallelujah. And that is not a joke. That is a serious one. Praise the Lord. In Numbers chapter 6 verse 25, the Bible said, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Somebody say amen. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. God will be gracious unto you. God will be gracious unto you. Quickly tonight, beloved, what is a roadblock? Because this is a very serious business. What is a roadblock? A roadblock is a hindrance. A roadblock is a limitation. A roadblock is a barrier to the destiny that God has for a person. A roadblock is a limitation. A roadblock is a barrier. A roadblock is a hindrance to the glorious destiny that God has for a person. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, what are the major roadblocks that doesn't make people to get to where God has designed for them? We'll talk about this quickly and we're going to extensive praying tonight. What are the major roadblocks to a man or a woman's day? If you are with me tonight, come on, say a big amen. Number one roadblock to the accomplishment of what God designed you for, why he sent you to this world. Number one roadblock is called satanic altars. What are altars? Altars are place of sacrifice. And there are some altars that they were designed by the wicked to stop others. There are altars in families. There are some of you here, you know some altars in your families that your forefathers used to go and sacrifice things to. Maybe goat or some things. And they require sacrifice all the time. In 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1 to 5, I know you know that story very well. How King Jeroboam was offering evil sacrifice on an altar. And God sent a man of God there. And God cursed the altar. He didn't touch the people. He cursed the altar. And he cried against the altar. He cried against the altar. There are some altars that as long as those altars don't catch fire, nobody in that family can be successful. Let me have that scripture again. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, "Oh altar, altar." Somebody say altar. Altar, altar, thus saith the Lord. Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer this priest of high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign in the same day, saying, "This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out." He destroyed that altar. He spoke words that shattered altars. Many of you think that it is people that are after you. No, it is the altar in the family. It is the altar. You didn't know about the altar. It was great-grandfathers that started that altar. But those altars have refused to let you shout hallelujah. Tonight, those altars are catching fire. I say tonight, those altars are catching fire. I say tonight, those altars are catching fire. Let me hear a louder amen from you. You know, that my sister, Evangelist Birunke, said something. She said, there are some battles in the family, they don't hear English. They hear vernacular. Either Igbo, or Yoruba, or Hausa, or Ibibio, or which other one? Igala. They hear local language because they are local altars. And they are furnished by local equipment. Tonight, they are catching fire. Number two, what is the problem? Why are people not able to accomplish what God wants them to become? What is the problem? What are the issues? Number two, is satanic wickedness and stronghold. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, popular scripture. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places." These are the wickednesses. They are strongholds. They are the problems of most human beings. Wicked. You can't say why they hate the person. Wickedness, satanic wickedness, occultic wickedness, diabolical wickedness, and every of such wickedness against you tonight marks the end in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? Until the devil sees violence, he will not allow a child of God to live. Until the devil sees that you are violent, he will not let you have peace. That's why you can't be sleeping. Tonight, the devil does not know any other language than violence. The Bible says, "Resist the devil, and he will what? He will flee." If you leave him, he will build palace in that person's destiny. The days of the devil being around you is finally over. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number three, what are the strongholds? What are the roadblocks to a person's accomplishing his dream in life? Number three is called evil friends and evil neighbors. Evil friends and evil neighbors. Envious friends. Envious neighbors. Those that pretend to be friends. Minimize movement at this time. Ushers, I don't like distractions, so I can have maximum ministration. Evil friends and evil neighbors. Men and women that have they just can't explain why they hate you. They pretend to be a friend, but they are not a friend. When they see you, how many of you notice that Judas kissed Jesus to identify him, to show him to his enemies? So Judas was a close person to Jesus, but he betrayed Jesus. In my place, I shouldn't go into that. He said, if the death of the house does not kill, the one outside cannot kill. Hello. Also, in my place, they say if the wall does not open like this, lizard can never what? Can never enter inside. When you are seeing some things happening in your house, there are some enemies around that house that don't want you to have peace. when you see that the house is hot, you and your husband, you are not fighting, yet you are not happy. You cannot say what is wrong, yet you just see that you are just, things are not working. Once you just see him like this, he feels like beating you, and you feel like abusing him. It's family problem. It is friends that have shot arrows into that home. And today, enough of such wickedness around you in the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of friends, if God were to open many of our eyes to see people that we call our friends, you'll be shocked. If God opens their heart and you see what is just 10% what is there against you, you'll be aghast. Is this what you are thinking about me? Is this what how you feel about me? But when they see you, they say, oh, I did that. Sister this, brother that. Today, they will be exposed. I said they will be exposed. Number four, what are the things that are roadblocks to a person accomplishing his destiny? Number four is adversaries. In 2 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 16, verse 9. The Bible says, Apostle Paul speaking, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but they are what? Many adversaries. Somebody say many. Many adversaries. A great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. I pray for someone here today. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. And tonight, every adversary who is against your peace of mind, God will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. Number five, major roadblock to the accomplishment of a man's destiny is a life of disobedience. Once you are disobedient, you have on your own paved a block to your moving to your next level. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Every one of us that wants the best of God and wants the best for God wants the best for his own life must try to obey. That's why the Bible must be your friend. For you to know the ways of God and to know the will of God. All you need to do to actually remove that major roadblocks is to obey his commandment. And I pray for someone here today, a new grace to obey God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I say a new grace to obey God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? Try to obey God consistently for 1 year. You'll be shocked at what will happen in your life. Just 1 year, consistency. Just try to obey his doctrines. He says, don't cheat in an exam, and you do exam, you don't cheat. He says, bring your tithe to my house, and you do it consistently for 1 year, without any unbrokenness, without any form of stopping in between. 1 year, consistently. He says, serve me. You shall serve the Lord thy God. Exodus 23 verse 25. You shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sickness away from you. So you serve him. Every of God's instruction is for your benefit. And today, a new grace to obey God is released on you and I in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Tonight, I will not be speaking for long. How do we crush these roadblocks to our destiny? How do we crush them? What do we need to do? Number one is to speak against the roadblock. You speak against the roadblock. Jesus spoke against fever. He spoke against leprosy. He spoke against blindness. He spoke against deafness. Everywhere Jesus went to, he says words like, rise up. Depart from him. Stand up and walk. Let that eye be open. Come out of that grave. Lazarus, come out of that. That is the way he speaks. I told you before, if you are too gentle as a Christian, you have a limited destiny. Until you can speak, you will not gain speed. If you are not ready to speak, your life can't gain speed. So once you are ready to speak, angels will pick it and God will fix it. Just speak it. Speak it. Say it. Say it. I believe it. This is what I believe. And then you keep saying it. 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 Until that roadblock is taken away. And tonight, every such roadblock, we are speaking against them in the name of Jesus. In Psalms chapter 18, 44. Psalms 18, verse 44. The Bible says, as soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit unto me. They will submit to you tonight. Those roadblocks will submit to you tonight. Those problems that is making you to cry and weep in your room, they will submit to you tonight. Let me hear you say a big amen. Number two, how do we handle our roadblocks? Use bulldozing prayers to remove the roadblock. How many of you knows a bulldozer? A bulldozer doesn't beg when it gets to removing a building. A bulldozer can get to a building and be saying, please. When they want to build a particular structure and the land has so many trees, they will first take a bulldozer there. And what will happen? They will use the bulldozer to clear the land first. The trees, when the bulldozer comes, it will shake it like this. Carry it like this. Throw it somewhere. There's maybe they have a foundation there before. It will go inside like this. Carry it and throw it away. All the jaga jaga, the baby somebody put beacon somewhere before. The bulldozer will carry it, throw it away. That's what they call bulldozing prayer. It's not prayer of no, that's not the kind of prayer we're talking about. It's a prayer of determination. I can't come to this kind of meeting and go back empty-handed. I cannot allow this roadblock to continue. I cannot allow this roadblock to continue. One of our beloved pastors here, we had a men's program many years ago, maybe about 7 years or 6 years ago. And it was in our former auditorium. And we were praying in the evening on Sunday. That day he prayed. I knew nobody told me that day, from that day, his life will change. I knew it. He prayed to the same. I was looking like, this man is very desperate. So that is what they call bulldozing prayer. Bulldozer can't get to a place and you say you don't know it's there. Can a bulldozer get to a site? Say, we didn't know that a bulldozer came here. It's impossible. It must leave a landmark. May your prayer leave a landmark in your life tonight. I say, may your prayer leave a landmark in your life tonight. Can I hear you say a big amen? I don't have time to read Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10. But let's go to number 3. What do I do to remove these roadblocks to my life? Number 3 is engage in warfare prayers to dismantle the roadblocks. Engage in warfare prayers. Look at the roadblock that was before Joshua and his people in Joshua chapter 6 from verse 1. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible said the gate was shut. Now Jericho was straightly shut because of the children of Israel. None went out and none went in. There was no way for anybody to go out and come in. But as they engaged in praise, something happened. Listen to me. Every God praiser is a man or woman that will remove roadblocks easily. That's why the devil is always against our praising God. Praise is a weapon of war. According to Psalms 149 verse 6 to 9. Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9. As you praise God, you engage in warfare. The Bible says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword. As you praise God, anytime you are praising God, there's a sword in your hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen. And punishment upon, can you see that? Punishment upon those who are against you. I decree punishment against those who want to kill you. I decree punishment against who are against your children. I decree punishment against who want to destroy your marital destiny. I decree punishment against those who want to afflict you with sickness. To bind their kings with chains. When you praise God, you bind the king with chains. And their nobles with fetters of iron. That's the kind of thing that praise does. Every God praiser is a man of war. 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 Every woman that knows how to praise God is a woman of war. As from today, you will not be a victim in any battle. I say you will not be a victim in any battle. I say you will not be a victim in any battle. You will not be a victim in any battle. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me tidy this up and then we will go into prayer. Number four, how do you crush the roadblocks before you? Seek the advancement of the kingdom of God. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Every man or woman that is always after the welfare of the kingdom of God, God removes their, he removes every roadblock before them. That's why I congratulate many of the younger ones here tonight. At your age, you are already serving God. At your age, you already have passion for God. And that's why I know you will not miss your portion in life. Because your passion gives you your portion. When you have passion, you get your portion. As from today, your portion shall be bountiful. Your portion shall be massive. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Seek the advancement of the kingdom of God. Number five, how can I remove the roadblocks before me? Is to walk in obedience. Trust and obey. For there's no one. The way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. You know, for me, as a person, my major prayer point daily is, God, help me to obey you. Help me to be able to follow your instructions. That is the major prayer point. Many of the prayer point people pray for, give me this, I don't pray. Just let, because I know if I can obey God and walk in his precepts and made. If I love what he loves and made. If I hate what he hates and made. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Before we go into this extensive praying, maybe you missed the first call that we had initially when quite a number of people gave their lives to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ before we go into this extensive session. You mistakenly missed the first session. You don't want to miss the second one. You don't know what happened, but you missed that first one. But this time, something tells you shouldn't miss this one again. How can I miss the first blessing and miss the second one again? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want Christ to come afresh. Not that you are a bad person. It's not that you are not a bad person. But you want Christ to come afresh. Something in your heart is yearning after God. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. I want to pray with you, beloved brothers, sisters. I want you to rise up quickly. Rise up quickly. Quickly. You want, God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. You mistakenly missed the first session. But this time, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it this time. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You missed the first session. You don't want to miss the second session. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. All you need to do is just to be on your feet for us to recognize you. and then we pray with you just where you are, and then we can move on quickly. You want your name written in the book of life. You want your name written in the book of life. You want more than what you are getting. Your heart is yearning for more of God. And you want God so desperately. You want to drop your past and you want another life in Christ. You are watching us on the internet. Let us know through that email and the phone number that you are making this all important decision. Just be on your feet. One. You want me to pray with you? Draw me. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you. Draw me. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running. Draw me, draw me, draw me, draw me, draw me, Lord. And now I'm running after you. Draw me, Lord, draw me. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? You can feel Christ drawing you closer. Be on your feet quickly as we take that song one more time. You want to rededicate your life. You want a new life in Christ. You are tired of the past. You want a new life. Inside, outside. You are desirous of a new life in Christ.
I'll come running after you. I'll come running after you.
Thank you, Lord. I'll just give you 10 more seconds. You are still seated. You are supposed to be standing. You missed the first session. You don't want to miss this second session of the call. Christ wants to have mercy on you. You don't want to be the last person. Quickly, be on your feet, and then I will pray with you. If you are also outside, let us know so that we can see you. If you can come forward to the entrance there, we can see you, and then we'll be able to pray with you.
I'll come running after you. I'll come running after you.
Now place your right hand on your chest. You are watching us on the internet, or you are here in the auditorium. And this call is for you. Quickly, just place your right hand on your chest and I will pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Cleanse me from my past. Wash me clean from every sin. I come to you afresh today. Take me as your son and as your daughter. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we all be on our feet quickly and just worship?
I'll come running after you.
Can we be on our feet?
I'll come running after you. I'll come running after you.
Lift your hands, your two hands up, and thank God for the word he has sent to you. Give him praise. Worship him. Appreciate him. Mighty, mighty God. Mighty, 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 mighty God. We give you praise.
You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name.
You are the mighty God.
To worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.